What are the best digital organization tools for busy side hustlers and perhaps the best ways to use Notion to track projects? We got a question from a listener about the platform known as Notion. I use that a little bit for some things. I'm not an expert in it for sure. But let's talk about Notion and some others, in case you don't know that one, how these tools can transform the way you plan, track, and collaborate on projects. It can really be helpful to make sure things don't fall through the cracks. You've got a lot of stuff in your head, especially if you are collaborating with other people. So in the world of freelance web design, that's how we're going to kind of base it. Our question asker is from Toronto. His name is Kevin, and he's highlighting this common challenge among freelancers and others. How do we stay organized, keep track of progress? So let's talk about how we can do this in an optimal, effective way using Notion and other project management tools. Detailed question and my answer in just 30 seconds.
Hello, I'm Kevin. I'm a freelance web designer from Toronto. I juggle multiple projects at once, and I've heard a lot about Notion and other similar tools for project organization. How effective are these tools for managing various aspects of a project? Can you recommend the best ways to keep projects organized, track progress, and collaborate with clients or team members?
Hey, Kevin, thanks for the question. Thanks for being out there. I do like these kinds of tools, whether it's Notion or something else. One that I use for myself is OmniFocus. So no sponsorship or affiliation there. I just have been using it every single day for many years. Again, it's called OmniFocus. And it allows me to kind of keep up with all of my tasks and projects. And I have lots of notes there. There's other stuff I use too, but that's my number one preference. But I also do use Notion, and it's good for collaboration. It's really good for working with multiple people. And if you're doing freelance, then you're naturally going to do that. So you can create a little workspace for every one of your clients, for every one of your projects. It allows you to track tasks, calendars, build a knowledge base, all kinds of stuff. I mean, really the greatest problem with these kinds of tools is that they are so awesome and they have so many features that it's possible to end up spending like hours and hours with the tools as opposed to like using the tools to further your work. And so that's something to be very mindful of. I think you always want to ask, like, how can I use, whether it is Notion or something else, how do I use this to help me work better, faster, more effectively, you know, some kind of positive goal there, as opposed to just like learning more about it. But within that framework, there's options for automation, custom templates, reviews and such. I mean, there's a lot to be done there. So it can definitely maximize your efficiency. I would just say use the minimum number of features that you need and then allow it to support your work as opposed to getting super into the tool and geeking out about it, because that can be fun, but then you're not really actually doing the work that it's supposed to enable you to do more of. So just a couple of tips there. I hope that's helpful for Kevin and everybody else out there, anyone out there who is trying to navigate the complexities of all the different things in our lives these days. It is no doubt a challenge, and I'm cheering you on, wishing you well. New episode every day. This was 2,635. More is coming out tomorrow, and every day, of course, it's always free. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.